Pendragon, Book 3, The Never War, by D.J. McHale. Read by William Dufries. Journal Number 9. First Earth.
That's where I am. First Earth. Velox was a misdirection. Spader and I flumed to Velox, but found the action wasn't there. It was here, on First Earth.
Where is First Earth?
Well, the better question is, when is First Earth? I'm in New York City, and it's 1937. March of 1937, to be exact. To be really exact, it's March 11 of 1937. I'm writing this on my birthday. Here's a weird thought. If I'm in 1937 and it's my birthday, did I still turn 15? Kind of freaky, no? I'll begin this new journal by telling you I stumbled into the most bizarro, confusing, dangerous situation yet. But then again, haven't I said that before? Let me give you a little taste of what happened in only the first few minutes since I got here. Spader and I were nearly killed. 3 times. We were also robbed and witnessed a gruesome murder. Happy birthday to me. The way things are going, I know what I want for my 15th birthday. The chance to have a 16th. When Spader and I flumed in from Velox, I had no idea of what First Earth meant. Since I'm from Second Earth, I could only guess that First Earth was sometime in the Earth's past. But how far past? For all I knew, we were fluming back to a time when quigs were dinosaurs, and we'd be on the run from hungry, yellow-eyed raptors. I was totally relieved to find that when we landed at the gate, it was the exact same rocky room that I had been through many times before. Yes, we had arrived at the gate off the subway tunnel in the Bronx, New York. Phew! At least there were no T-Rexes or Neanderthals waiting for us. That was...